0TR mobile.
M0TR, this is KR4EEE mobile. Good morning, Tom.
Steven? Oh, pretty nippy out here, but still a nice day. How's your egg going? Steven, don't you get a phone call? CR or mobile? You, Steven, trying to get in, no joy. N0TR.
TR, I'm 4ZLK. Hey, Tom.
Well, good morning, Shane. How are you doing? I heard you put in a good word for me last night with Chris. Thank you. I had the volume turned down and was talking to Bernice or something and missed you.
Don't show up. I try to say hello to Chris for you when I check in, and then you showed up later. So that was just it.
I appreciate that. We all love Chris, and I always try to say hello to him, and he does me too. He's one of the good ones, Shane. Well, how's your day going? I think you're doing remodeling.
With one project, I've got a couple more I need to do at some point. I got to rebuild the deck, and we're going to redo our bathroom. I don't know if I'm going to do that one myself or not. Probably not, but we'll see.
I kind of wish I'd had him redo the whole house with Tex years ago. We have copper tubing. It's not a problem. I've only ever had one leak, and it was minor. But, someday it'll be the kids' place, so I guess that'll be up to them. I know my son-in-law's mom's trying to sell her house, and it was just absolutely $500,000 beautiful place, and that was one of the things they pointed out. But the plumber that I asked said it would be $4,000. Well, that was reasonable, but he said, we don't do any of the carpenter work. So I said, well, what's that mean? He says, well, a lot of places, like, we have to cut big holes behind the sinks in the bathroom and this and that, and we don't recover them. We just leave them open. You got to hire somebody. I had no idea who to get to do something like that, so I just let the thought go.
And we, our house was originally had copper in it. Before we bought it, they replaced it all with PEX because up here the water has got a lot of minerals in it, I guess, and something in it was eating through the copper, causing pits in the copper line, so they replaced it all with PEX before I got here. So, and I'm trying something new. I'm doing crossband repeat here, but I'm doing it where I'm on a HT and my main radio is only on the input because I can receive the signal. I could talk to you on the repeater off the HT. I was just trying this out. Does it sound okay?
It's absolutely perfect. Couldn't be any better, Shane. I had no idea he was on an HT.
Repeater on the HT, and I'm transmitting to my base radio, and I have it set on simplex just on the input frequency of the repeater, so it's not rebroadcasting what the repeater is putting out. Kind of saving on that, because I can pick up the repeater fine with the HT. I was just trying it out to see if that would work. I like this little radio. It's a Yaesu FT-150. It's a new dual-band VFO version they've got, and it doesn't say it'll cross-band repeat in the book, but there's on YouTube, there's a whole bunch of videos. You just push three buttons, power it off, and push two buttons with the power button, and it comes on in cross-band repeat mode.
A lot simpler than it used to be, I think. We had a lot of guys try that years ago back up in Kansas, and, oh, they'd louse up the repeater for quite a while and then give up on it. Oh, I got a guy here with a big trailer, but he got around the corner. Yaesu is just amazing. The front ends and stuff like that in them are just better than these Chinese things. And I think you made the right choice there. either Yeshu or Kenwood, either one. There is a difference. All of the other ones work, and it's a good way to get into ham radio. But I'd rather, if you can afford it, get the Yesu or the Kenwood. But usually, handy talkies, and of course you're crossbanding, but handy talkies just suck. They always do. I talked to a man yesterday, and really nice gentleman up in Blue Ridge, and he just started speaking up some, and it made it a tremendous lot better, but yours is perfect the way it is, Shane.
And I'm actually using a little Chinese Baofeng Yaozu. Baofeng Radio HT. I don't really like them, but I had my other Yaozu HT. I had it out in the kitchen when I decided to do this, and just real quick, just try it out. But I'm standing outside on the porch, and I like this way of doing it here close to the house, because that way my radio is not transmitting both sides. It's only transmitting to the repeater when I'm talking on the HT, but then it's not rebroadcasting it back out to me. I'm just picking up the repeater on this side. I think it saves a little bit on the radio and, constantly using it if I get into a long conversation.
Well, I sure can't tell it. It's great. Real quick, I got about a mile to go. I'm going down and get my lungs checked out this morning at Greer. 2-hour appointment. So I don't know what they're going to do to me. But I think I'll be fine. But at any rate, last night, tonight, and the weekend, there's a 160-meter CW contest. And you can work anywhere in the United States easily. But if the DX comes through, that would be great. Easter Island was on there last night. I could barely perceive them, which I haven't used in... I was letting the guy get in front of me in, years. I haven't worked Easter Island, and never on 160, of course. But at any rate, last night, I decided I'd give a U.S. station a chance, and they're usually pretty easy. And so I contacted this guy, and there was a real odd name in Pennsylvania. And I thought, well, it'll be short and the normal thing, signal report and this and that, and your QTH. He wanted to talk, Shane, and you know and I know that's a booger. And I hadn't done it in a little while, and he was running 28 words a minute, which I like that, but copying it in your head is a little tough for the old man, especially not having done it in a while. And wound up talking to him, I think, 16 minutes. And it was just great. He doesn't do logbook of the world or anything like that. Just a nice conversation with a gentleman. So it was very interesting to get caught up in that. Once in a while you do. Somebody wants to chat. And all at once you're in deep trouble. Well, it's 41 degrees here as I pull in the hospital parking lot. So I'll let you go, Shane. Great talking to you this morning, and thanks again. There's a guy parked right in the way here. Gee, my knee. They're parked out in the street here in the parking lot. Now if I can keep from getting run over. Made it around that one. You take care and talk to you later in 4ZLK and 0TR73.
Chat, and yes, I've caught myself in a couple of those conversations, not at 28 words a minute, but it's been a while. I understand. I want to get back into it. I've just been away from it for a little while, but I'll check that 160 contest out, because I can do that on CW pretty good. Anyway, talk to you later. Hope everything goes well. N0TR, N4ZLK.